We're back, Season 5, Basketball Wives LA, the premiere episode. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. What? Go ahead, Shawty. What? What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for the Basketball Wives LA Season 5 premiere. I just tweeted out a link. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. I'm here in studio with my boo thing, Miss Corinne Williams.
Ow.
And you got a new Twitter too, so where everyone hits you?
I am Corinne W.
Hey.
Two R's and two N's, peeps.
You know what I'm saying? Where my family at?
Okay.
We're going to have Char with us next week. Unfortunately, she couldn't be here today. You know what I mean? She had to do some coinage, some coin slayage today. So.
Shut up.
She'll be back.
You're such a TV show. Some coin slayage.
Some
Just
coins.
Say she had to work, okay?
And then she was hitting it like Mario Bros. Like, kling, kling.
It's going to be that kind of night with him.
You just bring y'all. I had a long day. I'm overtired, so you already know. But I got to say, I was really, you know, I always get iffy with this show because I was late to this show. You were the one who put me on to Basketball Wives.
Originators.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yes. And I think I'm going to enjoy this season because it was weird seeing a bad girl on last season. I don't like mixing the pot up like that. And
why?
Now Megan's gonna be on Love and Hip Hop Houston, maybe?
Allegedly. We gonna see.
Allegedly.
But she was at this gifting suite down here last week for the ESPYs in a short set cat suit with a major camel toe.
Over the fupa?
Fupa's gone. She was snatched in her little cat suit short set.
She be real cute.
But that camel was a major...
I mean, that's what girls are into, that, right?
Camels?
Showing the cam.
It just seems uncomfortable.
I mean, I just feel like, yeah. Like...
And don't you want to breathe? Like, I want it to breathe down there. That's all I'm saying. Oxygen.
Well, we started off with Shawnee and Jackie. And we find out that, you know, Jackie's a little worried because Doug, he's getting a new coaching position. And, you know, if so, her career stops.
She picks up and all of her wigs and moves with him wherever he goes.
My question is though, Jackie's a boss. Like, how does your career stop? Like, everything she does, like, she can do from, right?
Wherever. Or can she? But what does she
this
do?
This is a question. She got her bossard.
Do you drink it?
I mean, no.
But I did drink it that one time.
And it was good. But I also have actually seen it, like, I forget where I was, but I've seen it out. Like, I was like, okay, distribution, go ahead.
Like, how many places, though?
I mean, I was personally at one. I'm not out here. I don't drink. I don't. If I drink dark liquor, I drink at home because it's a whole different
situation.
I can't be in public on the dark liquor.
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, she cannot leave Doug anywhere. And it's been noted. We've seen season after season. She goes crazy if anybody even whispers his name, like, in your dreams. She'll be like, I'll beat your ass. Boom, boom. You know, like, she's
yeah,
just...
Yeah, well, Malaysia, she was out there
psycho.
With the binoculars
yeah.
last season. Like,
do you
I
remember
can't...
that?
Do I remember that?
I remember back in the day, since, you know, Doug is from Seattle. I'm from Seattle. So,
Oh, God.
Yeah. Have a family friend, one of my parents' friends. They were news correspondents. And they were in... She's a woman in the locker room. After the game, they were playing the Sonics, and she said that she went in for an interview, like, hey, Doug, how was the three-point shot that stole the game, or whatever? And then Jackie was like, he does not interview with the women. That's just what she said. I mean, I wasn't there. I was a young girl back then, but that's just what she said.
I could imagine. But we find out that, well, we don't find out because we've been known this because she drops it all the time, that Doug has a strong sex drive. And all
disgusting.
Day, every day, Jackie getting hammered 2 to 3 times a day. I'm like, come on, Doug. Come on, Doug. Just out here like, Jackie, unload this shit. And not only that, but then apparently after like a long day of traveling, Jackie's like, drop them drawers. And she does a, what does she say? A ball status check.
Because they should be full. I was like, oh, I got a new wrinkle in my brain because I never even thought about that. I don't even think I have time to be doing that. Furthermore, I just don't want to know about my friend's man, especially their anybody that my homegirls are dating. Like, I don't want to know what your man's sex drive is.
At all.
Because if you're dating him, I'm uninterested in him. Mm-hmm. That's your business, because you're not going to know about me and mine's.
And then you're going to be irritated because now you put on national television, you're going to have these thirsty little thoughts being like, ooh, you know what I mean? Like, he'd be fucking 2 to 3 times a day. That means I could get that first early nut, and then by the time he goes home at night, it's still...
That's disgusting, Jesse. See where Jesse's mind goes, y'all? Like, he's talking about early nut.
I mean, I'm just saying. Where did it go? We here. We in the conversation.
I think that Jackie is the only one that wants her man.
Well, I don't know, because now I'm questioning.
Why? Y'all know. I don't know.
Well, we'll get there in a little bit. So, you know, I do have to say, though, them garlic parmesan fries were looking...
Did they look good?
Bitch, I was like, this Mexican like, place across the street, I was like, can y'all get some damn parmesan and some garlic? Because they only got the chili.
And Shawnee over there eating a salad. I said,
I'd be dunking.
I would be double dipping. Like, actually, just get your own. These are mine. Thanks.
We find out Shawnee's still over Brandy because apparently, so Brandy had apologized, which we heard some of that tea.
Yeah.
And then she went out on all these interviews talking about Shawnee thinks she the boss, Shawnee this, well, Shawnee. I mean, VH1 done called her back.
Yeah, but she is the boss over them, though. Kind of, sort of. The only reason why, let's think about this. Putting it into real perspective, the only reason why they probably brought Brandy back was for the drama. Just like last season, we saw Tammy came back mid-season or was brought into LA mid-season because the show was struggling.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have anything really to give us viewers. So here come Tammy.
Right, Jackie's crazy.
Yeah, and it was boring. Yeah. And Malaysia and Brandy aren't that exciting.
Although I'm interested to see what's going to happen with the two of them this
Ooh,
season.
Ooh, friendship over! Friendship
Wait,
decline.
Have you heard tea?
No.
Like, oh, there? No.
But in the trailer, it just says, will their friendship last? Or something like that. So I was like,
I know who your friends are. Tammy's telling Shawnee she feels that Brandy owes her an apology. Do you feel like Brandy still, at this time, still owes Shawnee an apology?
I feel like if she's already apologized, then... Why for, right? Why? But if she is continuously going on interviews and bashing Shawnee, then I do think that they need to come to a head.
Have a conversation. Don't look like it's gonna
it
be
don't look like it's gonna be a healthy conversation. I like this new Shawnee though.
Yeah.
Cause back in the Spice day, Shawnee, when she basketball wise Miami, she just would sit there and really not say anything.
I've seen them clips.
Now Ooh, she got her boots on.
Mm-hmm, trying to get that net worth up, girl, more than
yeah, anything. But she got her own reality show, so her spin-off.
Yeah, right, because let's talk about the intro to this, too, because we got some new girls. We had Malaysia back, Brandy's back, Jackie's back, Tammy and Shawnee done got in the intro.
Tammy looked like Storm.
Yeah.
With that hair.
And then Angel is back, Angel Brinks, and she got a place. She was like, I get Drea's spot. And then, just kidding.
But what's her storyline? Boring boots.
The Malaysia thing. And then we get the new Duffy and then another Angel.
Yep.
I mean, vibe-wise, Angel love, I'm kind of into her. Duffy, and I'm saying that about Angel, like, girl, because I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt at the beginning, you know what I mean? Because we didn't see a lot, but I felt like she had seemed to have a good energy. But Duffy, I feel like I'm going to be into Duffy, but I feel like this is the wrong show.
It's going to be very controversial for Duffy.
Yeah.
The reason being, I feel like you can sense that she already has a strong personality, which I'm all for because I love strong people anyway because I'm strong. But I think that she probably was someone who has watched the show multiple seasons over. So she already has formulated her opinion about who was who and how she going to be and woo-tee, woo-tee, woo, and boom, boom, boom. Just like example. I was like, a little bit of a contradiction. So when she's sitting there being introduced to Malaysia,
uh-huh.
And Brandy starts talking about Angel's inviting Angel to the party and the clothes and all that jazz. And here she go talking about something. Well, hold on, because if you don't rock with her, I don't rock with her. Then cut to her own personal confessional. She's like, well, I mean, I'm just trying to meet new people. So which one is it?
Well,
duh?
Who knows when that was filmed?
Which one is it, though?
There, she actually, the one-on-ones, who knows when she filmed that. But in the same sit-down where she was like, well, if you don't rock with her, I don't rock with her. She also said, wait, are you guys bullying her?
Are you Where the heck did that come from? These are moms with they have kids. Malaysia just got all this money from that divorce settlement. She ain't got time for that.
To bully, she's sitting out here working on her booty. You see that? Yes, ooh. Malaysia. I was
but
here
wait,
for that drop.
Angel Love. Mm-hmm. And then with her, I think she will be fun because she's cute too. Little cute chocolate girl. But my only thing is, so let's just be honest about your storyline, because why would you leave your man who's madly in love with you to come to LA to take a break? Don't lie in your relationship. That's all I'm saying. Because that's what it seems like as a viewer.
Well, let's talk about them. We got Angel and Miss Angel Love,
Angel.
Who is with Jawan Blair, and they have a kid together.
They're a cute couple.
I liked it.
Me too. I like them.
It's so interesting because I wrote this down. These women are afraid to give their men space. And so it's funny because I do the WAGs after show too.
They ain't giving nobody space on that show.
Bitch, she like. You,
they want to be in
the We
going to
save that for the next episode? But bitch, y'all, I can't with on WAGs. These bitches be like, here's your chain.
Especially, wrong Nicole. Show. Nicole is all in his pore.
I mean, but you I'm see
like,
what he look like?
I'm like, are you his sweats?
I should be his sweatpants. I'd be like. Larry's fine. You don't think Larry's fine? Tammy's man's fine. No? Okay. Anyway, so these women are so afraid to give their men space. Brinks, she says she doesn't believe in taking breaks in relationships.
Well, she's not in one right now.
Oh. Maybe you should have. But she said that she is open to date now. And so that could be interesting, maybe, to see who she's dating and like this season. Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm just like, okay, well,
I'm more interested honestly to see Brinks and Duffy come together, because I feel like
they're gonna be friends.
I feel like Duffy's gonna like low-key be like, hey girl, like I love your leggings, like everything.
She's gonna say, and that dress that you made Malaysia, make one for me, same crackage and all.
And I feel like there's gonna be a conversation about Malaysia's personality between the two of them. Like Duffy's like, yeah, I felt like she was really a bitch to me.
Well, you can already see that Malaysia is gonna be controversial amongst the new people, with the exception of Angel Love. I think that Malaysia and Angel Love would probably like,
yeah, because Angel Love look like someone like, oh bitch, what?
Right, she just don't roll up on me.
I keep saying real
back.
Cute.
Okay, all right, you don't want this, so yeah. So we're gonna see.
You crack me up. Wait, so what do we get from there? Brandy and Duffy. So Duffy's a DJ. She's a photographer. She married to Iman, this basketball.
No,
agent,
she's or, engaged.
Yeah, you engaged. The basketball agent. Imagine he just said his first name like we was gonna know.
Yeah, like
I don't know.
Know.
I don't watch sports, so maybe he is.
I know agents. I know the players.
Have him hit me up though. I have a show idea for him.
He's cute though. The picture that we saw.
Well, we have different tastes. Clearly. Brandy talks Try about it. Jason and he's in China. And she still hasn't talked to him, but they are separated. And Duffy's going to be moving from Texas to LA because she wants to be a star.
And this is where stars are made.
Girl, you sound like Prima Donna from fucking Love and Hip Hop. What was that? The
Love and Hip Hop
the
Atlanta.
One that's, no. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, not Prima Donna. The girl from this season who Jocelyn said Stevie got pregnant.
Oh, you talking about...
She had that weird ass fucking name.
Yes,
like price tag,
but
like.
She was right, and she was just sweating the whole time. I was like, honey, dad,
she's like, how else I'm supposed to get famous? I'm just trying to get on TV.
I just was mad that she had so much moisture on her face when she had her one moment to shine.
Right.
Like, I need you to be beat. You could have been like freeze makeup, hair, and then she just looked like she was stuffed in those clothes like a sausage. I said, good googly
god. Jackie met up with Malaysia. Malaysia's in a real happy place, and she's free. And, you know, I just think Malaysia always look good, so, and always high. That's why I feel like I would fuck with Malaysia,
because
they'd just
she
be
high.
Yep. I'd be like, girl, what's good? You have a lot.
She look cute, however, we're going to switch gears and talk about Jack's. So I don't know if you noticed, but you know, like I'm just watching like, oh, well, what's going on here? First of all, Jackie looked like she had something down below, like she was carrying low. Did you see that? Even though she's not pregnant.
No, because my eyes don't go there.
It was a full, it was a wide screen. It was a full shot. I was like.
And I also just assumed like.
But she was standing next to, you know, to Malaysia, who was snatched.
Snatched. So you gonna notice.
Yeah, I was like.
Certain bumps and crevices.
Right. And then that whole conversation was, I don't know. And then Jackie wants to set Malaysia up with somebody freaky. Remember, she was like, I just need to take Malaysia out of her traditional box.
Yeah, no.
Well, what does that mean?
Right.
Because
in
what?
In my box, you mean? No.
Last season or the season before last, she said that she wanted, but it would be fine if she, Doug, and Malaysia did a threesome. Remember that? That would be so disgusting.
That would be disgusting. First of all, I feel like Malaysia would just sit in the corner like.
She'd be like, I don't have time for this. You know what? Actually, yes. I'm out of here.
As a matter of fact, I'm just going to hit
like
this blunt and head out.
You know what, Jackie? You're disgusting. Your husband is disgusting.
I love that.
And I just, I'm a mom. And I'm
a
going
God-fearing
through a divorce.
Woman.
And I pray every day. And I prayed right now. See, hold on. Thank you. I'm out of here.
Hit that one.
You're stupid.
We seen Tammy and Reggie. Reggie wants a child. Tammy's like, well, look, I'm fertile, so if we're going to do it, we got this year.
Ooh, but she miscarried 3 times.
Well.
Maybe they should consider, like, in vitro.
Maybe, but Reggie seems to know what to do, because he like, well, girl, we need to fuck on the summer months when it's Mercury and retrograde, and then you got to throw it back. You got to throw it back with one hand up in the air, and you got to be doing a motherfucking lasso with the other hand.
The Tootsie Roll. Come on, Tootsie Roll.
And that's how you get a boy.
And that's how you get a baby boy.
I always felt like basic sex always will get you a boy. I felt like you have to do the tricks for the girl.
I just didn't know that he was OB-GYN and OB-GYN.
I'm like, where
like,
are you reading this?
Reggie? Yeah,
I've been doing
MD?
Some research. We're on Pornhub.
Oh, he did his residency at Johns Hopkins? Oh, my goodness. He must know my uncles. Whoa.
I can't.
Really?
I researched it, and I can't.
I did not try it because I didn't try him, and I can't. Okay?
I can't. And you woman, you have to be the aggressor.
Yeah, Tammy said that. I was like, well, come on. Come on, family.
I can imagine whoever was working that place, like, what the fuck are they talking about? Are they going to just keep an eye on them
you know,
in case
they
do anything on the couches?
Because he is a big black man, and he probably would take that couch and run out the store.
Oh. Oh, you're speaking through the white people who own this.
Lost Jesse for a hot second.
Hot second.
People.
I was like, well, girl, are we stereotyping?
Come back.
Jackie in Malaysia, how'd you feel about the brandy surprise?
Didn't. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. Those cocktails that they were sipping on, what was that? And what was in the middle?
It looked delicious. It reminded me of the ones, that frosted one I had
yesterday. That cocktail looked delicious. So she comes back in and Jackie's surprised. I'm just trying to figure out why would Jackie not take Brandy coming back as,
exciting.
You know, a good thing. Because she was like, because Malaysia was saying, well, we'll see. Because I don't know. This might end our nice little relationship. But I thought that Brandy and Jackie had squashed all their beef. Because everybody had beef with Tammy and Shawnee.
But I'm feeling like now, you know, Jackie, she
messy every season though.
So she been chilling with Shawnee and Tammy, getting all the tea. Like, I feel like she needs to apologize to you. And so now Brandy coming out here. And we'll see if that apology is going to happen. But I know Jackie's just going to run right back. Because what's she going to say when Brandy's like, oh, I want to have a welcome party. Oh, are you going to invite Shawnee and Tammy?
Yeah.
Bitch, no.
Like, why would you say that, Jackie? And then furthermore, we didn't even talk about Jackie bringing up Angel to Malaysia anyway. Jackie, you know they ain't friends. Did you were at the reunion? We watched the reunion. Okay. Jackie, stop.
I can't. So we find out, well, Jackie opens up talking about she was married to a white guy named George. Best ever.
but you're in love with Doug. Like, I was so confused. Like,
that was the best marriage ever.
Hold on, but it lasted 5 years. Where did he go?
Question. And then Malaysia said, that's funny because I'm dating a white guy and he won't let me touch his hair. I'm like, what kind of? Are you fucking dating Pauly D? Like,
no, honey, he got a lace front.
Wait, that was with you. We were talking about them lace.
Yes, we were. Yes,
I can't check out Reality Check on Black Hollywood Live. We was a mess yesterday. Yeah. And then we also, she's dating two guys.
Two guys. I guess the other one is a brother.
Yeah, I would assume.
And she wants to hit one of them. She just has to decide which one because she don't want to be out there messy like that. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that, Malaysia.
I do too.
You're such a lady. So classy.
Own up. You know what I mean? Being like, yeah, you know what? It's okay for, because that's a good thing. You know what I mean? It is okay for you to healthily date multiple people, but you can't be.
No. Don't spread that ego.
Because then you will get spread thin.
Ooh, and you know these streets is dirty.
Okay, talking about basketball wise, what? L.A. These Los Angeles streets? Ladies. Linda, listen. Listen to Malaysia. She knows.
She knows. She keeping it right, good and sensitive.
Looking for, she said, as long as he a God-fearing man.
So I wonder why it didn't work out with she and Mace.
Mace who?
Mason Betha. Remember when she was separated? Then she appeared in his music video that like only got 2 views. Anyway, she was the leading lady.
That's family.
Look. And then allegedly they were around town together dating each other. So what is that, a rumor or was it true? I don't know.
I mean, I heard Mace is a really cool guy. Very friendly, very family oriented. I also seen him perform. He still be getting it in. I don't know if I visually see that. That's like some like Tony Braxton and Birdman type shit. Like, no.
Well, he was the first one rumored, like she was rumored with after her separation. Cause I don't even think she was like legally divorced from
maybe
her.
This other guy is that. She talking to him and a white guy.
Who is he, Malaysia? Come on the show and tell us. I want to know, girl.
Here's where things got weird, though.
Okay.
Is then Jackie was like, oh, no, I got someone in mind for you, Malaysia. And, you know, he might go both ways.
Jackie, if you her friend, why would you even think that that is okay to hook her, a heterosexual woman up with someone who likes it both ways? If that's, you know, Malaysia, it's not like that.
Like, it's like, yeah,
you know, like, she's not into.
I mean, I know we're in LA and it's all about like free spirits.
So
and,
what?
Like, you know, but
you
like
Malaysia, what you like.
Clearly said the first thing is a God fearing man. So like, we ain't out here in a polygamy or
right,
when there
right.
multiple right
polygamous yeah
right, bitch. We ain't out here doing none of that, like, bitch. And then just start the conversation out with he might go both ways. Malaysia thinking about, I'm debating which one of these guys I'm trying to fuck. I don't want the same problem with a man where he's trying to debate,
going
do I want to fuck her or this
going
one?
Going right, up, down, side, side, cha-cha. Right,
bitch, like we doing
slide,
the cha-cha slide,
slide
or we dating?
Right. The Cupid shuffle, okay. The wobble, honey. What is it? Girl, Jackie is out of control. I just want to see a picture of who this man is that she thinks is suited for or best suited for Malaysia. Because she wants to take her out of her bubble.
Girl, I can imagine with the gay boy at Pride, seeing him multiple times in West Hollywood. We're going to bring him out. It's going to be Milan Christopher. Going to come out.
It's going to be Adam Lambert. Can you imagine that?
No.
That would be,
Malaysia would be
so
like,
funny. What if it's just a woman that dresses like a man, and then that's what Jackie is thinking?
Then I would look at, I mean, you know what though? Honestly, like, Malaysia would probably be really irritated for me to say this. I could actually see, like, a stud taking Malaysia down.
No.
No? Mm-hmm. It would just be that she'd have to allow them to eat her out, and I feel like it'd be a wrap.
Whoa.
I don't know. I just feel it.
I don't think so.
I know. She's too classy.
She's on rap videos. No, she's into the boys, Jess.
And girl, that don't mean nothing.
I'm just saying. Yeah, that was weird, though.
It was a little strange.
Super weird.
You know, so.
And awkward.
But not as awkward as Malaysia. How are you going to watch? See, but here's the thing. I'm going to back up Malaysia for this one part.
Oh, no.
Just this one part, because the rest of the shit you did was kind of like, girl, come on, you knew better. But So Malaysia came in while Brandy and Duffy is sitting down.
Shades Duffy.
Hey, girl.
Now, okay, there are moments where I be high, and I'm just always assuming Malaysia's high.
You're out of control.
And girl, I'm going to give you that, okay? There ain't nothing wrong with being high.
She ain't high.
Los Angeles. Girl, off marijuana, I ain't saying she do nothing hard.
She is harder. Not. I don't think so.
Really? Her eyes just naturally gloss.
She has like, low eyes.
She be talking.
Malaysia, like, and your wig was cute, that purple one. Mm-hmm. I thought she looked real cute in that, honey.
I can just imagine the comments and like, the Malaysia love fest.
Like last year. Get over it.
Get over you something like.
Who cares?
Wait.
You were saying
sorry.
When Malaysia
here's where I'm gonna stick
in.
Up her. So maybe she was high and she came in and sure. Malaysia's like, you know what I mean? Like, you can get awkward sometimes. Like, I've introduced myself to someone 3 or 4 times here at AfterBuzz.
I have.
Because, and I've had to be like, girl, I'm so sorry, girl. I was just high. Like, you know, so I'm gonna give you that one, Malaysia. But then it was like the attitude. I don't know if it was like just the chopping and the cutting of like with the editors, because usually the first episode of a reality show is always like
it's rough.
Yeah,
it is.
And we gotta fall into it.
Yeah.
But Malaysia, you like, that party sounds like just standing there. But I feel like if I'm high, like bitch, that's the. But see that Malaysia, that's a thought I have before I go to the party, and be like, yeah, girl, I'm on my way.
But come on, look, keep it real. That was the thought that she had when she came to meet Duffy anyway. Because she was like, what? Everybody being your friends now? I mean, you get a friend. Oh, okay. So she wasn't warm to the idea of Brandy bringing somebody else new on the cast of the show that Malaysia kind of helped usher Brandy in.
And Malaysia listened to her like, girls sound like she on Bad Girls Club. Like, I just want to turn up, have girl night.
Right.
Malaysia's like,
she was like, Linda, listen, I do not know you. I don't approve yet. Prove your worth to me. That's really what Malaysia was doing. But do I think it was shady that she did not hug her? No.
No, because she'd be high. She wouldn't think like
that. Because if I don't know you, I'm not going to necessarily, unless you're like, oh, this is my brother or my cousin or this is my, you know. Then yeah, but that's not even her real sister. You play sisters. Pretend. We did that when we were what?
12.
Okay. Middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And was Malaysia stank during that whole encounter? It would appear to be so.
Yeah, and then I don't know how to take this one, because again, when you high, your tone of voice.
She was not high, fool. You talking about yourself.
Girl, probably. I don't know, unfortunately.
Don't play yourself.
Don't play yourself.
Come on, B.
Girl, I've been here all day. I haven't had the chance to do that. You know. So the other thing about Malaysia is then she opens up and she feels like Jason and Brandy's separation is just Brandy being stubborn, which...
But she didn't say stubborn. She said stubborn. Like, she said stubborn. It weird.
Stubborn. Because she was high.
Anyways. Yeah. I mean, I want to know what exactly she was talking about. Because why was it good for her to just do a separation and then eventually divorce? But it's not good for Brandy to do the same thing.
Because I just feel like Brandy wants it. And that's why she keeps it like...
The door is still open.
You
basically.
Know what I mean? And it's like, okay, girl, like, how many times are we going to have this conversation?
Yeah,
and Malaysia
we're
probably
tired.
Looking at, like, this is season 5. Okay. Girl, like, I feel like you're being stubborn at this point. And then, not only that, but then the editor is going to drag Brandy in the this season. He's like, you know, I want to give you my life. No! You know, girl, like, I love you. No! You know, I just want to say, like, where am I supposed to come from that? You know what I mean, girl? Like, it just seems like you might be a little stubborn. Like, stubborn in the sense of, like, you either going to take them back, because here's the thing, even watching Wags, just the fact that I'm going to have to do these two after shows back to back, y'all.
You talking about Olivia?
All of them.
Cha.
Like, it's just like, you know what you're getting yourself into.
You signed that contract.
You know that when people are around them, they're going to touch them, flirt with them, and things like that.
Red bottoms. Ooh. You signed your contract.
Ooh.
Just saying. Yeah, Malaysia, she was a little bit shady, but you know,
y'all
that is.
Yelling the fuck out of me. I'm out of here.
She was so rude and then runs out. And then here goes Duffy getting her coat. I was like, Duffy's nice because I would have left it. If she shaded me that way, I would have been like, hey, your coat is in there.
Sure would. As I'm getting in the Uber, like.
Or maybe. I no, probably wouldn't even said nothing.
Huh?
I said I probably wouldn't have said nothing. I would have been like, okay. But see, I would throw shade back though. Like, Duffy was nice. She was just like,
she was nice.
I think she was just trying to fill it out.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what Duffy's doing right now. Like, she don't know who to play, what to play. Like, the whole her being an Angel Brinks, like, stan kind of, I kind of think she's a stan.
Because,
like, bitches be loving those leggings. I will give Angel that. Like, that's how I heard about Angel before any of this.
I
like,
never heard of her until we did Basketball Wives.
She, like, break off of Hot Miami Styles. Like, the way these bitches be rocking Hot Miami Styles.
I mean, the only reason why these girls like these leggings is because it gives them an alleged booty.
An alleged.
But when you have one, you don't have those problems.
What did you think of that outfit Duffy was wearing tonight? All she needed was Tammy's hair. Then she could have been Storm. X-Men Next Generation. On that note, we're going to head into what predictions?
You're an idiot. You're so stupid.
Now, you're After Buzz TV.
Like, this is actually Brinks.
Brinks where?
Jackie.
Jax.
Just, I don't know what she did. I just wrote LOL Jackie for whatever's going to happen this season.
No, because you were laughing because she fell. In her,
the fight.
In her cotillion gown. Okay.
The cotillion.
In her cotillion. Because
she wants to be swelt.
Swelt. What the hell is swelt? You mean svelte?
Like a
svelte,
sweaty svelte? Like you want to sweat the svelte out of you?
Bless her heart.
We're gonna get Jackie screwing Angel over. Now I know the TV here is a little like they need to fix the coloring, but was Angel's hair blue? Like,
it was. Mm-hmm. That was a Kylie Jenner wig.
Okay. Jackie's gonna screw Angel over. Like, when I walk out, you follow me and make sure I'm okay. Well, girl, why didn't you didn't Angel not do that for Drea last season?
She didn't do that when they did dodgeball.
Yeah.
She did it when they were at the party. But it's like, Angel, come on. Like,
you know Jackie
is.
Ain't your friend.
She ain't your friend. This is her job. This is why she gets signed season after season, because she stirs that pot of hot tea, honey. It's green tea, lemon tea, peppermint tea, okay? Mocha tea, whatever kind of tea. Yeah, Angel, come on, grow up.
I can't. And I'm just going to say this now because I'm going to forget by the time I wrap this show up. Can we get some damn WD-40 for that? Like,
you know why I can't? This ain't got nothing to do with basketball.
It has nothing to do with it, but I'm not going to remember when I walk out this room, so I'm just putting it out there. What else we get? Keeping it real.
I can't. With
Duffy
him.
Versus Tammy. I'm living.
Let me tell
for
you
this.
Something. I cannot wait for it to go down.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Like,
because Tammy is so, like, I could see the root of the oak tree popping out of her neck like that.
Brandy's face was like, Tammy.
Yeah. Brandy, you better move, baby.
Right, you better understand
reality
TV. I
know Duffy is your friend, but hey, slide to the left. Slide to the right.
Brandy was standing up like there like a motherfucking Pokemon. Like,
you're so
looking
stupid.
Like on my chop. Sitting up there like, Tammy, it's my sister.
But Tammy was moving away. But it took like so many people to try to get Tammy off of.
Tammy had the Shawnee braids from last season.
She did, but then you see Duffy did a cheat punch.
Well.
But they fighting overseas, though. That's what I don't like. No. Come on, do better.
Y'all ever seen, what's that?
Do better. Broken Down Palace. Is that what you're talking about?
Have I?
Do better.
Honey, because production ain't going to come save you with that.
No, they're going to be like, okay, bye.
They're going to be like, I don't know about our budget.
Pack up my camera. Gotta go.
All right, well, that's all we got for you guys right now. So I'm excited to see what the rest of the season's going to bring. I'm sure we're going to get a whole bunch of fabulousness, a whole bunch of tea. And I just can't wait to get to that fight because I heard that this is going to be one of the best seasons of Basketball Wives LA from an insider.
And it looks damn good.
We're going to get some of the girls in studio. And we're going to see what
and
the real tea is.
Too.
And some more hosts. You know what I mean? We ain't just going to do it by ourselves. So.
I mean, even though we could.
We could. You know,
just
I mean,
saying.
That's fine. Anyways, all right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV across all platforms on social media. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
And y'all can find me at I Am Corinne W.
Smooth move. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.